keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And I get the privilege to welcome to the broadcast today, and a real beautiful spirit inside and out, and just lovely from top to bottom, and that is gospel and soul recording artist, the great Candy Staton. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning to you as well.
You are, I'm so grateful to have you with us this morning. I'm excited for your triumph and your health and your spirit. And, you know, you look lovely. I saw some promotional pictures of you. I'm like, baby, you are looking so good, girl. You're just looking good. The Lord has been truly good to you. And I'm excited. I am excited that you're doing so well. And Candy, you have really come through a lot, and I want you to share some of that with us today, because someone needs an encouraging word, and I know you have one about your battle with cancer.
Yeah. Yes.
Tell us how you've discovered and the cancer that you had.
Well, it was, I've always been healthy. I've never had that, had a lot of problems with my body. I had a lot of problems with men, but not my body. Yeah, that's a whole different show. But
that's true.
But I'm quite, I was by accident, actually. I was, after I showered, I was putting lotion around my body, my arms and stuff, and I happened to feel a lump in my left breast. And it was a hard lump. And it bothered me the moment I felt it, because it was unusual. I'm the kind of person that, like, I take care of my body. I use herbs. I do curcum and, a lot of stuff that I've been using for years. I don't like prescription medicine that much. I take them because I have to.
Right.
But I felt this lump, and I didn't think too much of it at the time. It bothered me, but I didn't think a lot about it. I said, oh, it'll go away. And I examined it again later on, and it was still there. And the next day, it was still there, and then I began to get troubled. And so I picked up the phone and called my gynecologist and told him I felt a lump in my left breast, and he cleared his calendar immediately and said, come on in. And I went in, and he examined it. He said, well, it doesn't feel suspicious. He said, because it moves. But anyway, I'm going to take you to get a biopsy. I want to send you to get a biopsy. I'm going to write a prescription for a biopsy, and he did. So I got a biopsy at my local hospital here in Madison, Georgia. And I didn't really have confidence in them. You know, it's a tiny little country hospital. I'm like, why didn't I go to Emory? Why didn't I go to, Piedmont? Or why didn't I go to Gwinnett Medical or somewhere, some big hospital? So I waited a couple of weeks, and I didn't hear anything. I said, oh, it was all right. Had it been, cancer, they would have called me by now. So I called them and inquired about the results of the biopsy. I was getting ready to go on tour. We had already planned it. Matter of fact, I was on my way to rehearsal when the doctor called back and told me that first she left a message on my phone, and I looked at it, and it read, it's not carcinoma. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, that's good. And then she called later on And I called her back. I said, "Are you sure?" She said, "Sure about what?" I said, "It's not carcinoma." She said, "Oh, no, no." She said, "It is." I said, "You mean to tell me it's malignant?" She said, "Yeah, I hate to tell you this, Candy, but it is." And so she sent me to this doctor here, this oncologist here, Dr. Yamaguchi, who is she's a Japanese doctor, and she's good. And because the doctor herself had breast cancer, and she's the one that helped her through hers. But, you know, I just didn't feel so many things were happening with me and that doctor. And, you know, like I'd make arrangements to see her, and then she would cancel. And, I can't do it. One time we were on our way there, and she called and said she couldn't see me that day. So I kept hearing the Lord say, "Cancer Treatment Centers of America." And so my granddaughter got busy and got on the phone and called them. Now, at that particular time, Cancer Treatment Centers of America did not take a lot of Georgians. Mm. They take people from other, you know, the governor just signed that off about 6 months ago. The governor came to, I was there at the cancer centers, and he signed off that as many people that they can get from Georgia is able to go there now. So that's changed. But at that time, they were only taking like 20%.
Oh, wow.
And they never had an opening for us here in Georgia. Mm. Somehow, God fixed it that I could get in. And so I went down there, and they took all of my information and signed me in, and I started to, the cancer was there. What's your name, baby, again?
Oh, this is Sharon Kay.
Sharon Kay.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
I knew that, but I wasn't sure. Sharon, they signed me in, and it was 3 months. I went on tour knowing that I had breast cancer. Mm. I did 6 shows knowing I had breast cancer.
Lord.
My oldest son was in the car with me when I got the call. He knew. He was the only one in the band that knew, other than my daughter. And, I mean, it was amazing. It didn't bother me. It just sat there. It never got in my lymph nodes. It was 3 months before I had any treatment.
Mm.
And when I went to CTCA, the doctor was completely alarmed that I, 'cause the cancer I had was a triple negative. And that's one of the most aggressive cancers a woman can have in her breast, especially black women. And so I say to black women and all women that's listening, check yourself. And most people think when they get a certain age that they don't have to worry about that anymore. That's for young people. Young people get cancer in the breast. Young people. I have seen people... 95 years old down there in wheelchairs getting treatment. So age has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
The older you get, the more susceptible you are to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
On the wall, they said it's 1 out of every 8 persons walking have cancer or cancer somewhere in their body, and it just hasn't metastasized.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really an epidemic, Sharon.
Now, Candy, do you think that we're the facility and the professionals that you worked with were, maybe the right combination, you know, with the Lord sending their skill sets to them, was the right combination to help you get this healing on the road?
Yes, they were. Down there, I know I'm giving them a lot of air this morning, but down there, they work as a team.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have just one person working with you.
Mm.
You got 6 or 7 people. They take your case and sit around a table and figure it out what you should get, what you should have, how long you should get it to try to cure it. Because the first thing she said when I had 2 oncologists, I had the oncologist, and both of them were African-American people, and I'm so proud of them, Dr. Johnson, Anita Johnson,
mm-hmm.
and Dr. McKnight. He was kind of rough on me.
Mm-hmm.
he was one of these rough ones. I hate to see him. He was like, oh, I got to see him today. Dang. Because I've been used to having my way, you know. He would not let me have my way. He told me exactly what he was going to do to me.
Uh-huh.
He said, it's not in your lymph nodes, and it's not, and it's contained. Mm-hmm. He said, it hadn't spread. He said, but I'm going to make sure you never have it again. Mm. He gave me 10 rounds of chemotherapy. The first 4 rounds was so hard. I couldn't hardly make it. I told him I'd just rather die. Mm. It was so bad. And it was the best. You know, I never threw up. I never got really sick on the stomach. They got stuff for that. And suppositories and stuff where you don't get sick. Plus, they pad you before they give you the chemo. And they pad your stomach with stuff like Benadryl and a lot of stuff that would keep you from being allergic to any of the chemo. Mm. You don't break out in little bumps, and you don't, you know, it's not, I guess it's about the best you can do. It's about the best you can get. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you sit there, and it's almost like you're in a spa. You sit in this long, beautiful chair where you can recline and watch TV. And then you can eat. If you want to eat, they come by and, you know, ask you what do you want for lunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like being in a spa. It's like, but you're taking chemo. Mm. And it's amazing. I did 10 rounds of that.
Mm.
Fine the first 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
I felt normal. But the next few days, before I went, I had to do it once a week.
Mm-hmm.
I would get sick. I would feel so bad. Food didn't taste right. I couldn't hardly eat. I would smell food like I was pregnant. You know how you feel, Sharon, when you get, if you've ever had a child.
Yes, ma'am. I have.
You get up with that morning sickness.
Yes.
You know, you get up, you feel that little,
yes.
Ew.
Yes, ma'am.
You feel food cooking. You smell it cooking. You run from the kitchen. And that's what I went through with the chemo.
Mm.
But then I, after the chemo, I had the they gave me time to heal and get most of the chemo out of my body.
Mm.
And then they gave me the operation.
Mm.
And the chemo had taken, I had 2. I had one small, little tiny one growing beside a bigger one.
Wow.
And by the time the chemo was over, the little one had gone. And the bigger one had shrinked about a centimeter. And so they went in and took all the tissue around it. And Dr. Johnson said, I took all the tissue I could get to make sure there was nothing left. And then I went into a radiation. And I did 30 rounds of radiation. And so I'm healing now, you know. I feel so much better. I'm almost back to my normal self.
Mm.
I am rehearsing every day to get my vocals, because I haven't sung in a year, to get my vocals back strong again. So every day I go into my music and I sing by my tracks in the house loudly.
Oh, you got a lot of music in your heart and soul.
Oh, yes. I want to do what I've got, you know, he blessed me to do.
Oh, yes.
And he's given me the talent to do it, and I don't want to stop doing what he's called me to do. And I feel so good. God was there all the time. Oh, he was with me. He was with me. I wouldn't be sitting here today had he not been with me. CTCA were the instruments God used. But he was the healer.
Mm-hmm.
I had people all over the world. It's so strange, though. People want to hide when they say they have cancer. They want nobody to know it.
Right.
That is so, to me, that is just not good.
Right.
If you're sick, you call for the elders of the church.
Yeah.
You call for prayer.
Amen.
Prayer is the only thing that's going to get you through this. You know, I am made to talk about my friend. She's one of my best friends, Aretha Franklin. Nobody knew she had cancer until the last 3 weeks of her life. And I was thinking, I talked to her. We would email each other. I was thinking, why didn't you tell me when she passed away? We could have gone to prayer for you. God was able to heal you. And I'm getting ready to put out a healing scripture, Sharon, on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Scriptures that kept me through, got me through this ordeal. And I'm going to put it out with some music behind it and put it up there for people to download it. And those people that are going through cancer, they need it. Just an encouraging. And I'm talking about what I went through and how God brought me through it. And he doesn't have respect to person, so he'll get you through it. Just don't give up. It gets hard. It gets rough. It gets so hard. I have a song out called You've Got the Love.
And Candy, we need to take our first time out.
Okay.
We're gonna say hallelujah here in a minute. Because I feel it coming. I was like, just calm down, Sharon. I just feel it, and I know others out there who are struggling with health consequences. And you know, that's why I wanted to have you on today, was because you know just the facts are is that you were in the struggle of your life.
Yeah.
And you, the Lord brought you through. So, you know, those are good stories to hear for people and encouraging them. And I do want to remind the audience that if you would like to speak to Candy and or say a word of encouragement to her from the Nashville area, you can certainly call us at 615-329-8810, 615-329-8810. Or if you're just hearing about her story for the first time and are so moved, maybe she might want to hear a word of encouragement from you as well as you are hearing from her. My number is 615-329-8810. We're going to take a time out and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
This weekend on Blues Time in the City.
This is the first time after all these records somebody recognized me from a songwriting.
That's Larry Garner, and he's still beaming about a Jess Blues Music Award he got last year. Buddy Guy's birthday is Tuesday, July 30th. You know we got to feature him. And of course, we'll play the absolute best in blues and southern soul. Join me, Arrojine Bailey, for Blues Time in the City this weekend right here. Catch Blues Time in the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Here's a community reminder from listener-supported Jazzy 88.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans. A proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service. It's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Tennessee Army National Guard. Aired by the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Jazzy, yeah, yeah.
Up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Already Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University, and What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411, the amazing and healed and constantly a blessing Candy Staton is talking with us this morning from her home in Georgia. And, you know, Candy, because you were here a couple of years ago, and I met your family, some of your family members, and got a chance to see you face to face and to be, you know, you're the amazing, because I was with you in the studio, and I was just, thank you, Lord, this woman is so fabulous. You know, sometimes when you're in the presence of people who do great things, you know, it's just a blessing. And then you gave your, we're telling your story. This was pre-diagnosis, and it was very compelling interview. And it was during our fund drive, and you gave the station a love offering. And that was spontaneous. I was like, look at Jesus' work. So, you know, all I know is you've been a blessing to others, and the Lord certainly did bring it back home to you in terms of your health.
Yes.
Now, you have always had that spiritual side anyway. And when you were going through this health situation for a year, I think we found publicly out about it October of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was diagnosed in July.
Okay.
And
when did you share
it?
You didn't share it till what, a couple months later?
I shared it in September when I started treatment.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, it was.
I remember reading it. I was shocked. I was like, say what? I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it. I did three biopsies just to make sure. I thought it was positive, negative. Mm-hmm. You know, but I just a negative, positive, whatever it is. I couldn't believe it was me. There is no cancer in my genealogy. None. I'm an isolated case. And I was tested for that because I didn't want it, the girls or the guys or the men and my sons and daughters to ever inherit it from me. I wanted them to know if they had that gene. That BRAC 1 and 2, I don't know what that means, but if you have that gene, you know, you're apt to get cancer later on in life, you know. That's what they say. That's what the scientists and people that have tested it say. But I don't believe that we are living under a curse. I believe we're living out of the curse. I think Jesus Christ took the curse to the cross. I mean, you can believe what you want to believe, but that's what I believe. I don't believe in generational curses, that it's going to be passed to your brothers and sisters and all that stuff. You don't have to pass nothing to nobody. Jesus took that with him. He took it. If you believe it, you receive it. My prayer that I pray every day, Sharon, is Psalms 91, and I know that whole prayer by memory. I know the whole prayer, the protection prayer, by memory. And I can tell you, I'm going walking up the steps or the escalator to the plane. That's what I'm saying. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
And I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge, my fortress, my God, and in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with His feathers, and under His wings shall I trust. You know, I say that prayer all in its entirety. Every day I get up, every night I go to sleep. And I think God just kept me. Because His word doesn't come back void. It accomplishes wherever He sends it. It won't come back void. And I think that's why it didn't grow, because it couldn't grow. The weapon that was formed against me couldn't prosper. It was formed, but it couldn't prosper. Dr. McKnight was astonished. He said, "My God, how long you say you felt this knot?" I said, "It was in July." He said, "And it's still this, and it's contained?" I said, "Yes, sir." Because Dr. Johnson had already examined me and gave me, you know, she put me, I took the mammogram up there, and I took the sonogram and all, and she looked all in the breast, and she said it hadn't moved. It's in one spot. It wasn't in my lymph nodes. It was, you know, that's God, Sharon.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You know that's God.
Absolutely.
I mean, we got people dying of cancer, breast cancer, every day. Why didn't mine? I mean, God is the God of His word.
Oh, yes.
Now, the reason for it, I don't know. It was a door that I left open, or He's trying to get my attention for something. I think that door, like He did Job, He said, You can test Him, but He's not going to let me down.
Amen.
You can do whatever you want to do, but don't take His life.
Yes, yes.
And Job said, "My righteousness I hold fast, and I will not let it go." Oh, my God. I tell you, I feel the presence of God, because I know it was Him that led me and guided me. He tell me what to eat. He tell me what to drink. He tell me when to rest. He tell me when to sit down. He tell me when to go, you know, during this whole ordeal. He was so present. And you have to have Him first. And I tell the people out there that's almost to the point of giving up. Don't give up. Because God is the same today, yesterday, and forever.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And if you hang on there, and if you hold on, He will come. He won't let you down. But you got to believe. You got to believe that you're not going to go through. You're going to be healed. You're going to be delivered. And I know your faith may be weak, but He said if you have a faith as small as a mustard seed, and you know how tiny that is, He's going to enrich that faith. He's going to make that faith bigger and bigger. The more you believe, the bigger your faith gets. And speak the word of God over yourself 24/7.
Amen.
Speak it over yourself. And don't listen to what people say. Because people would tell you, "Oh, my God, when I told my son I had breast cancer, he burst out and went to crying." I said, "What you crying for?" He said, "Mom, I don't want you to die." I said, "Look, don't even say the word.
Amen.
I ain't going to die. I'm going to be here until I'm 100. started laughing. So you gonna outlive me then? Oh, wow. Oh my goodness! But it was really it was a challenge.
Yeah,
it really was a challenge.
Now, Candy, you have a close knit family.
Mm-hmm.
That had to be a comfort to you as well, that they could, you know, be there and in an earthly way and give you hugs and love and all that.
Yeah.
As well.
And Instagram. I got to say, thank God for Instagram. I was getting encouraging words every day. My phone was full of them.
Oh, wow.
My family was there for me. Mm. Every time I got ready to go to Noonan, like I'd have to go up there when I did radiation to spend the whole week. Mm. I spent the whole week there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got married to a wonderful man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he is an agent of State Farm.
Oh.
In Memphis. And that's what it was. I was smiling. I said, oh. This show is sponsored by State Farm.
So they have sponsored this show. The agent Terry Jones has been a sponsor of my show for Candy for 14 years.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
I bet he knows my husband.
He
His name is Henry
does.
Hooper
he
from Memphis.
Does. He probably does.
He probably does. Yeah.
Being faithful over a few things, that's for sure.
Well, he was there too. He would take me up there for weeks. He would just, you know, leave his office and come and take me up there for a week, and he'd stay with me a week.
Yeah.
And then maybe the next week my daughter would take me for a week. So we took turns.
Yeah.
You know, when we're doing radiation, I had to do radiation every day.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would do from Monday through Friday and come home on the weekend.
Uh-huh.
But all that's over.
Yeah.
And I was so so glad when they put me through the CT thing.
Yes.
Yeah, we only got my blood after it was all over. And the girl, I never will forget, she came in the office. She said, I got good news for you. I said, what? She said, all your scans came back clean.
Oh, wow. That's a blessing.
She said, you are cancer-free.
Oh, my God.
Sharon, I jumped up and started dancing.
I know you did. Oh, I know you did.
It was a small office, but I was dancing. They just fell out laughing.
Because I know you were not expecting. There go your applause, Candy. That's your fan club right there.
Oh, thank you.
The facts are that that had to be 1,000 pounds lifted.
It was.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I stopped, you know, some of the eating habits. Mm. And I stopped stressing. And, well, ladies, this too shall pass. Mm. Stop stressing over your children. Mm. Stop stressing over your husband and your sisters and brothers.
Amen,
and
Jesus.
And, yes, Lord, please. Because you just don't know what chronic stress can do to your body. Mm. Every time you stress out over something and you get upset, ask God to calm you down.
Oh, yeah.
Ask him to calm you down, because that's my problem. Mm. The lady said, it's because you it's your lifestyle, honey.
Mm.
She said, it's your lifestyle.
Mm. Mm.
She said, you're stressed over this. I've had... four or five divorces, and I'm not ashamed to tell it. Elizabeth Taylor had 10 or 9 or 10, so I'm in good company. And that's stressful. I went through stressful marriages and abuse and all that stuff when I was a young woman out here trying to raise 5 children by myself, struggling, no money.
Mm-hmm.
Having to go on the road and trust my kids in the hands of strangers, that was stressful.
Yeah.
Husbands didn't have fathers for my children, somebody to help me raise them, and that was stressful.
Mm.
I had 4 sons and a daughter, and they didn't know what them boys was getting into when I was on the road. You know how teenage boys are.
Yes, ma'am.
That was stressful.
Mm.
And then I'd get with somebody that didn't, you know, they always want to manage you, mm-hmm. don't know a thing about music. That was stressful, you know. And so many of us as entertainers and soul singers and gospel singers, we get these wrong people in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
They want to hang on to your coattail. Mm-hmm. They want that tiny little 15 minutes of fame mm-hmm. that they can get with you that they mm-hmm. cannot get on their own. And then they have a nerve to take over.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the, you know, the fight comes.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about music. You, why don't you just sit down and shut up? You're trying to do a show and they walking behind you on the stage.
Right. That's you right. Oh, my. You are straight up and down, and they'll give you some bad advice.
Mm.
Oh, Lord.
Mm. Yeah, because they want to be the boss.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be controlling. They got to control this thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, you know, when they get to that part, we just get separated and say, look, I can't take no more of this. And then you got to go through the thing of divorce, the courts, the judges, the all that. Oh, my God, I'm just... It was disgusting.
Mm.
And the name calling, you know.
Mm.
Oh, my God, you become nothing in their sight.
Mm.
You, everybody else can say hoorah. We think you're wonderful and lovely and all that stuff, and I love your music and all that stuff. You get home, you get called names.
Mm. Lord.
They put down, you know. Mm. She, if I don't do this, I'll lose control.
Mm.
I'm like, you know, this just don't make no sense. When I did Young Hearts Run Free, mm-hmm. I should have listened to myself.
I was just thinking about that song.
mm-hmm. I did not listen to myself.
did you write Young Hearts Run Free?
No, I didn't, okay. But it was about me.
Okay.
That's... It was all about me. The song was based on what I was going through at the time
uh-huh.
with this man. I'm getting ready to do my book over. I had a book called Young Hearts Run Free uh-huh. out, but it didn't. I didn't want it to do anything because so many mistakes in it.
Yeah, yeah.
The publisher was not a good publisher, and, mm-hmm. and the editor didn't edit right. I gave them the facts, and they turned it around. A lot of stuff that I'm looking like, what?
Mm.
BB and CC weren't athletes.
Oh, my God. No. Oh, wow.
I said, get that thing down on my tube.
No kidding.
For heaven's sake, get it down. So we're going to redo it. I'm going to do it with a real publisher and a real somebody that really knows what they're doing.
Yes.
And since You Got the Love took me through this cancer battle, I'm going to name it You Got the Love.
You Got the Love.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It went double platinum in Europe.
Wow.
It's a big song in Europe. So we're going to rename the book and put it back out.
As You Got the Love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You've Got the Love.
So is that coming in 2020, 2019?
We're going to try to do it, you know, in 2020.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try to get it on out.
Yeah.
I want people to realize that in every area of your life, uh-huh. God is with you.
Oh, he is.
Now, he's with you in every area.
Now, when we come back, I want you to talk more about that, because a lot of people, that's where they get, you know, kind of crossways with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they only, you know, see him as a sometime or occasional God, and not all, you know, round the clock. He's on duty 24/7.
Even when you sleep.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, he's watching over you.
Yes.
He's got his angels watching
over you. And amen. You have a question or comment to speak with the cancer-free and lovely Candy Staton. Our number is 615-329-8810. She will be with us through this hour and is giving her story and encouraging a word to those that might be dealing with some health-related issues. That the Lord has not left you or forsaken you. Let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
It's What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Hello, Nashville. Coming up Wednesday afternoon at 4. News from the community and after the traffic report. Best-selling author Celeste O. Norfleet discusses her historical fiction book set in the summer of 1968. And at 5 o'clock, Dr. Herman Williams shares his story of life, death, and back to life again. He's a healthcare executive and author. Your questions and comments are always welcome.
That's What's the 411 with Sharon Kay every Sunday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and every Wednesday afternoons from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Alrighty, Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. Gospel and soul singer Candy Staton is with us this morning, and we are just wonderfully blessed with hearing her give her story and her battle with cancer and now becoming cancer free. And, you know, Candy, a couple of things that you said I wanted to, before we proceed, go back to.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that when you said Psalm 91, that was mm-hmm. my mother's, you know, that was it for her. So, you know, mm-hmm. I know that that was the, that Psalm 91 has got more power to it than, a lot of things that people, you know, when it comes to scripture. But you are so absolutely correct about that, because we grew up with that being drilled in our heads all the time.
Yes, that's real protection prayer.
Yes, yes.
You go among people, like if you go out at night, and to me it's like it sits in my front seat of my car with me. Yes. Everywhere I go.
Yes.
I feel like that prayer has been keeping me.
Yes.
I've been all over the world, everywhere, Europe. I've been to Japan and Hong Kong, and mm-hmm. I've been everywhere, you know, spreading the news, good news. You know, I do soul music as well as gospel music.
Yes.
But the song, I keep mentioning it, You've Got the Love, is a gospel song.
Mm.
It's a crossover gospel. And it went to Europe in the 90s. It was 80s, actually, when they first. It's been number one 3 times over there. It's been re-recorded about 20 or 30 times, come out with new versions of it. It's the national anthem in UK.
Mm.
And they play it at soccer games, ball games, all kinds of games. You see them. It's really well known. Mm-hmm. And so when I go to Europe, it's on the strength of Young Hearts Run Free, and You've Got the Love. Now I turn Young Hearts Run Free when I vamp it at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's all gospel.
Mm.
I give my testimony in the vamp, you know. But, you know, the Bible tells you got to be wise to win souls.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, because you mentioned also, too, that there were some scriptures in particular that were like the you know, you felt like they were your healing scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And were they ones that you had always known of, or you just found them in your, you know, downtime, you know, when you're recovering, you just kept reading and found them, or how did you come up with this set that you used every day?
Well, I just, well, there are prayer books and there are scripture books, mm-hmm. but there are certain books, certain things that I would pull out, excuse me, mm-hmm. of the Bible, like, by his stripes, mm-hmm. I am healed.
Yeah.
Scriptures like, worship the Lord your God and his blessings will be on your food and water. I will take sickness from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. Mm-hmm. I will give you a full lifespan. That's in Exodus. Mm. Exodus 23, 25, and 26. Mm. The Lord will take away all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you knoweth, upon you, mm-hmm. but will lay them upon them that hate him. Mm. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all my iniquities and heals all my diseases. Mm. Scriptures like that. There shall no evil befall you, nor any plague calamity come near your dwelling place. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, to bear you up in his hands, lest you dash your feet against a stone. Scriptures like that. Oh, my goodness, I'd say them over and over and over, especially no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Amen. Amen.
No weapon in every mouth that rises against me, I shall condemn, yeah. because I am the heritage of God.
Yeah.
And I would say those scriptures, and I'd walk the floor with those scriptures,
yeah.
and they will not come back void, and they will not come back void. And I keep repeating it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say it one time,
right.
Sharon, and expect it, because, you know, you just have to keep saying it till you believe it.
Yes.
Because you just read something, it'll just go right out the window.
That's right, that's right.
But if you keep saying it and you keep hammering it
mm-hmm.
in your own spirit, eventually your spirit will catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Your head has it first,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but then it has to drop down into out of your belly
yes.
shall flow rivers of living water.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep it until it gets to your belly where your spirit man
mm-hmm.
is,
mm-hmm.
and then it starts working. It's like medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I tell you, I've learned so much how God works.
Yes.
And it's amazing how he works.
Yeah.
And if we can just believe that we receive it.
Yeah, yeah.
We could be healed. We can be healed.
And, Candy, you were always a spiritual person. So
mm-hmm.
this, you know, I know you talked about the Job experience.
Mm-hmm.
This made you... you say understand God. What did you understand from this experience about how God operates?
Well, you just know, I from a child, you know, my mother took me to church when I was still in her womb.
Mm.
And all of my life, I was singing at 5, gospel music, and at 12, I was singing again with the Jewel. You know, we lived in Nashville.
Did you?
I went to Jewel Academy. I don't know if you ever heard of Bishop Emile Jewel.
No. Well, I'm not from here.
Okay. Well, Bishop Emile Jewel on Hyman Street
mm-hmm.
had a big school.
Hmm.
And she had a parochial school. And we went to school there. It was a God Christian school. And we sing for the school like the singers sing for Fisk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where she got the idea that we would sing. We would bring kids in that didn't have money to have, you know, for tuition.
Mm-hmm.
We would sing and bring money in so they could go to school for free,
mm-hmm.
even as a child, as 12, 13 years old. It was the three of us, my sister Maggie and Naomi Harrison, and we had a full band. You know, if you want to look at the history of the Jewel Gospel Trio, Google it.
Okay.
It's there. And we were right there in Nashville.
Mm. How long were you here?
I was there from 12, 13, until I was 17.
Hmm.
I was at the school right there in Nashville, went to school there, stayed there on the campus.
Hmm.
It was amazing. And I thank God for Bishop Jewel because I was born in Alabama,
mm-hmm.
a little bitty country town where
mm-hmm.
we, you know, pigs and chickens and had no street lights. You know how the country
is,
the dirt roads and little tiny houses. Our home was built with 100. Mr. Henry, an old friend of ours, built our first home for $100. Can you believe it?
Oh, wow.
Way back when I was a child.
imagine.
And I look now.
Yeah, I know.
We spend that much on lunch.
Yes. Oh, yes. Lord have mercy.
Look how things have changed.
Yes, they have. And you know, some of your songs from your greatest hits, gospel greatest hits, collection, just really, and that, you know, came out a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
That really does speak to what you're saying today, you know,
with
some of these titles, like When There's Nothing Left But God, Shut Up and Start Praying, Bridge Over Troubled Water, of course, you know, that's been covered by me, but Love Lifted Me, and that's, you know, a classic of the church. And there's so many on here that just kind of speak to really what you're saying today. I mean, these songs from 2006 from your greatest collection over the years.
Yeah.
And you probably didn't know that you was predicting, I guess, back in 06, what was going to keep lift you up in 2018 and 19.
You know, God did.
Yeah, he did.
Because he goes before us.
Yes.
He prepares the way for us. I remember one morning, I'm just going to share this real quick because I know we don't have much time. I remember waking me up. It was in 97 or 98. And he woke me up in the middle of the night and he said to me, I'd been on a fast. And he said, you know, I'm going to teach you how to heal cancer. Mm. Now, I had no idea. You know, because at that time, I was totally gospel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm going to teach you how to heal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, why would I want to heal cancer?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so he said, I want you to pray. When you pray for people with cancer, he said, pray that I take the scalpel and cut the blood vessels around the tumor so they don't get blood. Anything that doesn't get blood dies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
Cut around the... I was confused, to say the least. And it never left my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go out, and when I prayed for people, I would do that. They had cancer or tumor or fibroids or what. I said, cut the blood vessel around that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was my prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I would speak it and decree it and declare it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened to the people. I don't know if it worked. I'm sure it did. If God said it, it worked.
Yeah, amen. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I went, and that's the first thing I did when I found out I had it.
Mm.
Every night I say, cut the blood vessel around this demonic thing and take your scalpel, God, and don't let it spread. Cut it around that area.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you got a spiritual, you got a divine scalpel that you use. Send your angels and cut around that thing so it doesn't spread in my body. I said, you might have formed, but you won't prosper.
Amen. That's it. Amen.
You won't prosper.
Glory. And you also have done I Will Rejoice in the House. The grace, they call it amazing, to glorify my name. I will praise. You just, everything that you did years ago, you're doing now.
Yes.
Hallelujah anyway.
Do you know that crossed over in Europe as well?
Did it?
It went platinum, yes.
Oh, my gosh. And
so, see, people have judged me, Sharon.
Uh-huh.
They say, oh, she begs me. Is she going over in Europe? Jesus said go into all the world.
Yes, yes, he did.
And spread the gospel.
Yeah, yes.
You have to be wise to win souls.
Yeah.
See, they would not come to a club to see T.D. Jakes.
No.
But they'll come to see me.
Yeah.
And I slip it in on them. I tell them in the press, you're not going to leave like you came. They don't have a clue what I'm talking about.
I know.
And before I'm finished, I got a praising God with me.
Oh, Lord.
all their hands up in the air because you got the love said sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air.
Yes.
I know I can count on you.
Yes. Oh.
Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I don't care, but you got the love I need to
Amen.
See me through.
Amen.
I mean, that's that song. That's what went double platinum.
And love is the answer.
Yes, it is.
Mm. And you know what? It's lacking big time in today's world.
Oh, don't even. I don't know where we are, Sharon. I'm just praying so much for us and our young people, what we're going through right now as a country.
Yes.
You know, God is still in control.
He is. Oh, yes.
He's in control.
Yes.
And all the evil that we see won't thrive.
Amen.
It won't thrive.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to give you some encouragement.
Amen.
It won't thrive.
Amen.
God is not a God of confusion,
Mm-mm.
but a God of love and
oh,
grace.
Glory. That's what folks
yes,
need to hear. Y'all need to hear so you can stay strong out there.
Yes.
Oh, and God.
We got to fight evil.
Yes, sir.
We have to fight evil. God said, fight it. If we're on the Lord's side, then act like it.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Amen. And we just, God's got it. She did that too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. If you laid it on the altar, God's got
yeah.
it.
Oh, yes. And it's your season.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that one. I love that one, Candy. It's your season. I just happened to look at your discography. I'm like, man, she did some really great gospel tunes up in here.
I've done 30 albums.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, but the irony of that is that you've gone through all that you have gone through,
mm-hmm.
and you've sung the songs of the church and all that, and somebody would have the nerve to say, be judgmental of the you loving the Lord. I mean, what's wrong in Christendom that
mm-hmm.
folks have lost their minds to think that they are the one who gets to weigh somebody on a scale?
Right.
And, I mean, that is so wrong. That's not even in the Christian realm at all. So I just
that's nowhere near God.
No, ma'am.
Because
no.
you know when he got killed, they killed him because
yes.
he went among the sinners.
Yes, it's awful.
He didn't stay in the temple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He hung out with the prostitutes.
Yes, he did. With the people.
He hung out with the Sadducees, and
right.
he didn't hang out with the Sadducees and the people that was running behind
right.
him,
right.
Talking about him, talking about he's a devil and all
right.
that stuff. He went out there where he came. He said, "I came that you might have life,
yes, Lord.
And more abundantly.
Yes,
I came to save the sinner."
Yes,
he's the one that needs a doctor.
Amen.
Y'all don't need no doctor. I'm getting to going to the ones that are sick.
that is absolutely it right there, y'all. That is it. Well, Candy, you are my joy to get to have you on today to chat
it's
with
a pleasure.
You and get this blessing because you really have. And I know somebody that recently, a young brother, early 50s, had got a diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to have this up on the podcast because I want, if he didn't
mm-hmm.
hear it this morning, I want him to hear your
mm-hmm.
testimony because he's been real down and out about his diagnosis. And,
yes.
And the shock, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I think that there's an encouraging things that you have said that can let him know that everything is going to be all right. And, you know, God's got it. He ain't gave up on you.
He has never, and he never will.
Never will.
Tell him he never will.
Amen.
And his word won't come back void. And Proverbs 3:5-6, it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yes.
And don't depend on your own understanding.
Amen.
Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take.
Yes, he will. Now, how you feel now, Nashville? I feel good this morning talking to the one and only gospel and soul singer, the one and only Miss Candy Staton. Candy, I'll be you're on. I know you're on all the social stuff, and you're releasing the scriptures and the music and all. Is that on CandyStaton.com? Where's the best place?
It's not out yet. We're preparing the CD now.
Amen.
It's going to be on CD. You can download it too
okay.
if you want to. But we're going to have it up. And for those going through cancer, it's just It's going to be called My Testimony for My Deliverance from Cancer.
Amen.
Or something to that sort. We haven't really picked out the title yet.
Yes, ma'am.
But you'll know it when you see it.
Okay.
And so you know it's about my testimony.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, how I made it through it.
Yes.
And how I kept the faith and how I kept the courage and the hope, you know. For and Jeremiah said, for I know the plans I have for you.
Yes.
Plans to give you hope and a future.
Amen.
So God already knows your plans.
Yes, he does.
And he ain't ready for you to go nowhere.
Right.
You got a work to do.
Now, somebody need to receive that. Candy, you have been a blessing. I ask the Lord that the blessing keep you always. And thank you so much for the privilege of getting to talk with
you're
you.
You're so welcome. It was just a blessing. Pleasure. I was looking so forward to this.
Oh, thank you. That's what I heard. I was like,
I was looking so forward to this. They tried to get me to go out last night with them to a concert. I said, no, I got something to do tomorrow.
Well, you know, I had been following, and I'm going to say this, and I got to go. I had been following from your diagnosis, I had been checking back with your publicist. And that's who he's been keeping me posted on you.
Yeah, Bill.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And so
Bill's a wonderful man.
He really is.
Yeah, he's been with me for 30 years or more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he clearly has your back.
And yes, he does.
And he has been keeping me posted on you for ever since I found out about your diagnosis. So, you know, I just want to put a thank you in the air for him for keeping me up there. Because I'm like, Lord, I got to pray for that sister. Hold up. She has been a blessing. And you came here and dropped a love offering and, you know, spontaneous. I was like, you know, I would, Jesus, you know, you got to put the blessing on her. Come on, Lord.
Well, I thank you so much, Sharon, for praying.
Oh,
and all the people that are listening this morning, thank you so much for your prayers.
Amen. Amen.
You know, you got to have that prayer. You got to get them prayer partners going.
Lord. Yes.
Yes, you do. Ask that brother to find him some prayer partners.
Yes.
Start praying for him.
Yes.
You know, start praying for him. There are churches that pray for people like him and pray for people like me. I had bishops calling.
Amen.
You know, on my Instagram saying, sister, I'm praying for you. My prayer partner's on it.
Amen.
You know, and I would get up feeling so bad sometimes that I'd look at my Instagram and it says, we on it.
Oh, wow.
Don't worry. God got your back.
Yes. Amen.
We're not going to let you go, sister.
Mm,
it ain't y'all ain't ready for you yet. You got work to do.
That's it.
You know, and I would get, And you do get discouraged. You do feel like throwing your hands up and say, I'm done. Take me, Lord.
Mm.
Just take me.
Mm.
You know, I used to get up crying. Just take me in. Just go and take me in because I can't take no more of this. But then I look at my phone, I hear a phone call come through, or God will speak to me. You know, I'm a present help in the time of need.
Mm-hmm.
Call on me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know about yet.
Amen. Amen.
And so I would just get right, I'd perk right up. I'd start rebuking the devil.
Amen.
Better get your hands off me.
I know it. Now, Satan, bye. I just love you so much. Well, you have really just spoken out today. So, you know, now the air is clear.
And,
Candy, thank you so much. And I just love you. And I appreciate very, very much hearing your story and what a blessing it has been.
Oh, you've been a blessing to me.
Thank you.
God bless all of you.
Thank
you. Keep us in prayer.
Yes,
don't stop praying.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
We will. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a joy that was. And I know many of you listening that are on your way to places today to worship, you know, just, you know, dealing with health issues. Psalm 91, let me leave you with verses 1 and 2 as Candy was using her prayer protection. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, who abides in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. You all have the very best of the best. And don't forget who loves you.
You've been listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station and its management. You're
listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.